Come on. Good morning, everybody. It's good to see everyone here. And today is the last day of this semester. It's nice to see Pastor Paul. I apologize. We weren't here last week. But I heard you had a outer body, mind-boggling, heart-rendering experience. It's challenged your paradigms. And I don't think any of you are able to attend worship night the same way again. All right? So I think it's a good thing. Okay? So I really appreciate Pastor Paul helping us, you know, challenge and think through what we mean when we say we worship, okay? And how praise is not the fast songs, okay? So, okay, hopefully our terminologies will improve after that. Okay, today, I'm so excited to have our guest speaker today. Really appreciate him making the time. He's a really busy man. I met him, actually, Mark, I was thinking about it. I met him for the first time when he was assigned by the administration of President Arroyo at the time to facilitate youth activities under the Natural Youth Commission. And so that's how he ended up talking to Rico Ricafort and some of the other youth leaders in our ministry at the time. I remember being a campus minister assigned to Quezon City at that time, and that's when I met him. And ever since that time, I remember that first meeting with him, I left the meeting thinking, I just met a brilliant man, okay? Not knowing his credentials or anything like that, I was thinking, wow, a young man like that serving the government, it's the vision of what our ministry was for. And I'm so excited that he partnered with us long-term, eventually became a member of the church, and his whole family comes here. So he loves God, he loves God's people, and he loves the nation. Okay, today he is the managing attorney for Castrodes Law Firm. He specializes in corporate, commercial, and civil law. He also is the lead consultant for Arete, I don't know if I pronounced that right, leadership development consultancy that does work in the areas of organizational development, effective communication, conflict management. If you had a chance to turn on the TV Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, Channel 4, you'd see him there commenting on the trials. So it's on break now, so he has time for us today. So really, he is a modern day, I would say, modern day prophet to the nation, speaking God's word into the situations. And he is a deeply spiritual man, but has really roots in serving the nation. He's had a chance to speak in some of our other settings, most recently, I think, Victory Ortigas. And so the feedback there was awesome. And I think there's a request for him to come back for round two. And I think some of the other churches are already trying to line him up for him to train them as well. So I think we're in for a good time. He's going to speak on communications for us today, three different topics, which should be afternoon topics each, so 1 hour on each major thought. We're looking forward to a lot of interaction with everyone. So could you give a big hand to Attorney Mark as he comes up?
Good morning. Magagandang klaseng introduction will not help your nerves at all. When I got the invitation to do this talk, I got very excited. I got very, very excited. One, because it's a topic that's close to my heart, and it's a topic that I enjoy teaching. Second, because I have been teaching this over the last how many months to corporate clients, and I think this group is bigger than those clients. You might have a bank, a lending institution, a technology company, but I think the impact that we do here and the outcome of our excellence is eternal, and it's far greater than any business interest. And they might have more branches, they may be serving, you know, more clients, but I think we are serving people who matter and people who are loved by the Lord. So this is very, very important. As I was preparing, I got nervous. I got really nervous because I love the Lord and I love you and I love this church. And I like this church. I hopped for quite some time, and then I met Carlos and Rico and others, and I came to visit sometime in 2002, and I became a member since. And I enjoy the services and enjoy the service to the kids, and my kids enjoy the church very much. So that says a lot about excellence of the church. So what can I add to that kind of excellence? I shall just try. Today I will be talking about three major topics. These are really separate concepts, three separate huge topics. One is we will be talking about organizational communication per se, not very deep, just to skim through, because I'm limited to 45 minutes. If I understand 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and 10 minutes, brings me back to law school. When I was in freshman law school, I had a classmate who's a neurosurgeon. And he said, the brain can only focus for about 45 to 50 minutes, and you have to take a break. Whether you like to move on and read on, you really have to take a break. And that was our discipline, even back then in 96, I was in law school. Brilliant that you adopt that here. Okay, so first is, we'll talk about organizational communication per se and its dynamics. Second, we will be talking about communicating to inspire. The goal is really to make all of you into motivational speakers and motivational leaders, because you have all these motivational speakers and doing business, doing speeches. I believe for an excellent organization to continue to flourish, leaders in key areas have to know how to motivate, have to be motivational speakers themselves. And the third portion is really a critical aspect of organizational communication, which is communicating well in times of crisis or conflict. Because you may have team buildings, you may have activities to develop your friendships and camaraderie, but as soon as we fight and as soon as there's conflict or crisis, many times we actually threw away the budget for team building. Because the moment we are not able to handle crisis moments or critical confrontations, it's going to bring the organization down. A lot of failures, both government, family, organizations, were actually due to failure to handle a critical confrontation. A critical conversation that needs to be handled well, that can have impact, that can ripple to affect the organization itself. So today, I will be sharing with you some thoughts on how to handle those critical conversations, critical confrontations, because we know and we will understand more that these things will happen. Whether we're Christians, we are all mandated to love. We are all mandated by our Lord to love one another, because this is our way of showing the world who we are, that we are His. But in loving one another, we actually bring with us our unique traits and character, and we are all unique, and there will be disagreements, and there will be desires that will conflict with other desires. So how we manage those unique characteristics would be critical. So those are the three major topics. How each will fit into 50 minutes, I'm not very sure if I can, but I shall really, really try. I have not timed it to be exact 50 minutes each. I did not also get the chance to rehearse. In most talks that I do, I just, you know, take it as I go. Today, I'll try to fit them all in 50 minutes per each topic. Okay, the second portion, by the way, I might ask you to stand up and do some exercises, because I believe that's important. For just a teaser, halimbawa, you're there, your communication teacher told you, your public speaker coach told you, you have eye contact. The problem is there's so many people there. Whose eyes will you look at? Diba? So how does that really work? Halimbawa, you're leading a team there and you need to motivate them. It's a, let's say, every nation, world conference, and you have a team of 20 people there. You want to inspire them, get them going to do the work for the day. But whose eyes do you look at? How does that work? Your voice, etc. So it's not communication in the context of public speaking per se. It's communication in the context of varying number of people in your team or in your crowd or even one-to-one. So we'll try to do some exercises later on how, and I'll give you some tips on how you can adjust your range. To those who play golf, you have a golf bag, right? And you have a set of clubs. A golfer will have a club for a particular distance. Diba? You have a 7-iron, you have a 3-wood, you have your driver, etc., etc., etc. And an excellent golfer knows exactly his distance for this particular driver. Tayo, the Lord gave us drivers and a set of tools and a set of, you know, features. But do we know our range? Our range of effectivity. You might be very effective with one or two or three or four. What if it becomes 10? What if it becomes 20 or 50, etc., etc.? We'll try to give you tips on how to be able to maximize your set of clubs a little later. Okay? Are we ready? Okay, we begin with essentials of organizational communication. I'd like to just talk about it because from my discussion with Pastor Kaloy, we are in the stage of developing the culture of organizational communication. You see, in 2002, the time when I joined this church, it was not yet so huge, and parking was not a problem. Now it is a huge problem. You come 5 minutes before the service starts, you might be sitting in this room, not upstairs anymore. Diba? Ganun na kalaki. And at least not in the terrace. And when they started to scare us about earthquakes, then Mamay decided to close the doors at a certain period in the service. Then you really have to be in the terrace. Okay? So, meron siyang ganung challenge. And from the last time I sat here in this particular room, Pastor Joey showed us how big this church will be in the coming years. It's going to be so huge. And you might be leading two or three now. That might turn into 20, 30, 200, 300 down the road. So it might be a one-on-one communication now. It can be a public speaking situation 3, 4 years, 5 years down the road. So your range is very, very important. Okay. So how this can spill into other churches, nasa sa inyo na yon. And that's how huge the challenge is. How culture can be established here and spilling over to the rest of the world, nasa sa inyo na yon. So the challenge is staff dev now can impact the larger church in the future. And I say large, you're much larger than any corporation I can think of in the Philippines. And the consequences, again, of what we do is eternal. It's not just bottom line profit. Okay. The first is, the goal of excellent organizational communication, when we speak of organizational communication, you speak of the system per se, or the culture per se, and the effect of that on people, and the outcome of that on people. We will not be talking about the outcome. We will just be talking about organizational communication per se. And the goal of an effective organizational communication system or culture is really efficiency. Kailangan yung mensahe coming from the top has to reach the people sa tamang panahon. So when do we know if organizational communication is efficient? It is efficient when it is clear, when it is complete, and it is timely. It has to be clear, complete, and timely. Mapapag-usapan natin in greater detail how it cannot be clear, how it may not be complete, how it can be incomplete as we go along. And it's also very important for it to be timely. Not just when it reaches the person, meaning days ahead, but also the time when it reaches the person. Because it might reach the person at the moment when he's talking with his wife or fighting with his wife. I don't think that's timely. It may have reached him 5 days before the event, but it came at a wrong time. So we're talking about clarity, completeness, and timeliness of the message reaching the person. Okay. When we speak of organizational communication, basic three elements really: people, message, medium. Okay. You have to chop it down to three distinct aspects of organizational communication. The people involved, the message per se, how it is crafted, in what language it was crafted, and finally, with what medium or mode are we transmitting the message? Is it through the internet? Is it through a note? Is it through a call? Is it through a text? We will be talking about those details. Coffee's good. I'm sorry, I'm burping. We will be talking about those details as we go along. So, importante yon, clarity, completeness, and timeliness, and the elements are people, message, and medium. I just would like to go through the basic communication flow for all of us. It starts with the sender, and then that sender crafts a message, whether it's a formal message or an informal message. Unfortunately today, formal is informal and informal is formal. Unlike before, when it's formal, you write a letter. Now, an email, what is it? Is it informal or formal? It can be formal, it can be informal. It says, if Mom Cricket says, "Hi Mark, how are you today?" Maybe that's informal. But an email can also say, "Dear Mr. Castrodes, yours truly, whoever." It can be also formal. So the lines have been blurred between what's formal and informal. So when we should be formal and when we should be informal is also a critical question to ask. And under which circumstances should we be formal? Under which circumstances should we be informal? Both are good, depending on who sends it, for what purpose, and when they are sent. So pag-uusapan natin yung formal or informal. Again, it starts with the sender, then the message itself, and then the medium or the mode of sending that message. And of course, the person will decode it. He will try to understand it. There's that process of decoding. Posibleng na intindihan na niya kaagad or posibleng tatawag pa siya sa'yo para magkaintindihan kayo. And then it actually lands with him as the receiver who may act on it, just take that as a note for him to think of. So ganun siya. And it can be cyclical. That messenger, that receiver can go back and communicate with the messenger and so on and on and on and on. So meaning, when we talk about organizational communication, what my goal is today for everyone to think of it as a structured process na hindi lang siyang nangyari. Ibig sabihin, this is a function of an organization of all of us. Kasi bakit? You see, church in ancient times, hindi naman siya ganun ka-organized. Now, why do you need an organized religion? Why do you need an organized church? The Bible doesn't really say you have to organize it this way or that way. Organized religion is really there for us to be excellent in the way we promote the gospel, in the way we propagate the gospel, in the way we let the gospel reach every nation on earth, in the way we honor God and make disciples. So it's a necessity, and it's part of our role as excellent disciples and servants of the Lord. So tayo na nandito, we are apostles, you are disciples, you are pastors, because you play a role in the propagation of the gospel. And how Ade Aid of Finance communicates with all the other finance people down the road is part of that big ministry of making sure the gospel is promoted throughout the world in the most efficient, excellent manner as our God wants us to be excellent. So how Ade communicates with them is part of ministry. Is part of ministry. So yung proseso kung paano tayo mag-uusap from communications to human resource to other churches is part of ministry. So if we're not excellent in that, kaya nga tayo nag-organize Kaya nga hindi bara-bara Kasi kailangan excellent. Kailangan excellent. So kahit na itong aspetong ito, kailangan excellent. Because the organization is organized to promote an excellent, eternal cause. There is no bigger cause on earth in the universe than what we're doing. There are other churches who will do that. But in the role that the Lord gave us, in the spot where the Lord placed us, with the opportunities that the Lord gave us, we can only be giving our very best to honor Him. Okay? So it is important for us to think of it as a critical component of what we do. Hindi yung pagpe-pray, hindi yung ganon. As Ma'am, Evelyn of Alabang communicates, that's part of ministry. That's part of ministry. Even the texting is part of ministry. The sending of the email is part of ministry. That's all part of it because it's a big system. Kotse mo, kung wala yung busina, no matter how insignificant your busina seem to be to you, that's critical for the entire effective functioning of that car. So, ganun lang yun. So, ito isipin natin as napaka-importante, especially with the reality that we're growing exponentially. We're growing exponentially. Okay, now let's go into yung nature ng communication. Communication norms and culture and manner is really cultural. Nakaugat ito sa culture. How people talk. I grew up in Lanao because my mom was a dean of a college at the Mindanao State University. So I grew up in the Mindanao State University campus. She was a dean, so I was amongst the Muslims. When they talk, like when you go to Green Hills or Quiapo, it can be parang weird, di ba? I'm so at home there. I'm so at home there because I understand their language. And when they speak, parang bang galit, di ba? But if you understand it, it's cultural. Ganun sila mag-usap. Ganun sila mag-usap. Yung mga Ilonggo naman, you think they don't mean evil because they sound so soft-spoken, they could actually be hurling a threat already. Okay, but of course, some of them can also sound a little bit pointed at some point. But importanteng maintindihan natin that communication, this whole thing, is steeped in culture. It's rooted in culture. So the question is, we are what? 75,000 now? Nationwide? No? 75,000. What kind of communication culture is there in this 75,000 member organization? Parang yung sa bahay namin. Ganito kami mag-usap. Ganito kayo mag-usap. Dito sa Victory, paano tayo nag-uusap? Paano tayo nag-communicate? Because whether we like it or not, communication is a function, is an element of culture. Okay. There are, of course, different parang drivers of culture. Yung the main driver of culture is really yung majority. Kung ano yung culture ng majority will be the dictating majority. Pero dito nga parang hindi pa natin alam. Especially if it's organizational. We will talk about how that overlaps with other organizations a little bit later. Una, the Filipinos are so relational, di ba? We want to be connected with each other. We want to be together all the time. Sama-sama, kwento-kwentuhan. Tapos, ito din, the Filipinos' concept of time. I'd like to tie this both together and I'll explain to you why I believe we're so relational and why our concept of time is nature-driven. I once led the delegation of the Philippines to the APEC summit, this is the younger APEC delegates of the Philippines. So we were in Korea. So sama-sama yung ibang mga delegates. Siyempre, naghahabol ka ng subway train. Lahat sila, takbuhan. Ang mga Pilipino, parang. So, the complaint of the Japanese and the Koreans, why are you so slow? So, it got me thinking, why are we so slow? Tapos, if you notice here, in the Philippines, or if you go to Hong Kong lang, taxis in Hong Kong drive so fast. From the stop, like, vroom, vroom, harurot. Dito, I'm taking my sweet time. Pag bumubusina yung likod, sino nagagalit? Yung binubusinahan. Ano sinasabi? Ba't ka nagmamadali? Diba? Or kapag may reunion, nagkukwentuhan kami ngayon, merong isa doon, ba't ka nagmamadali? Diba? To us, nagmamadali is a lesser value as compared to taking my sweet time. Now, that's okay if you're in reunion. What if you're organizing the world conference? Right? So, when I'll send this message, how I'll send this message, to whom I'll send this message, is affected by that. You know why this is the case? It got me thinking, bakit nga ba yung Pilipino ganon? One of the reasons I realize is because every day in the Philippines is almost the same. It's almost the same. It's hot, it rains a little. The next day it's hot, it rains a little. Especially now, you can't even tell when it is summer and when it's not summer. So almost every day is the same. Unlike when you're born in a country with seasons, you have to plant when you're supposed to plant, harvest when you're supposed to harvest, prepare when you're supposed to prepare. So they have that rigid mindset. They know when things are important. Dito sa atin, we don't have that. What's even making it worse is, okay, wala na nga, araw-araw na nga, binabagyo ka pa ng dalawang beses isang buwan. The Philippines is the only country in the universe that has 20 typhoons a year. The only. 20, and there are only 12 months. That means you have typhoons twice a month. Once or twice a month. So, it's disruptive. It's disruptive of our systems, of our timing, of when to plant, of when to make, to fix your house. It's just disruptive. That's the reason why, if you ask an ordinary Filipino, Janus, kumusta ka na? Ano sagot? Okay. Ganun pa rin. Diba? Bakit? Kasi ganun pa rin talaga. And this could be the third reason why, of all the countries in Southeast Asia, we never developed a kingdom. We did not develop a strong sultanate that ruled the rest of the archipelago. Why? Like the Tondo guy. Okay, Datu si Katuna, whoever he is. Okay, he was Datu one day, right? The Bagyo comes, destroys his house. Is he still Datu? The problem is, because of typhoon, you cannot accumulate. You cannot accumulate wealth. You cannot accumulate possession. You go back to square one. So you are always humbled. And that's why we're great missionaries. Because we know that reality. It's real to us. That's why we value relationships. That's why we can sit and take our sweet time chatting. That's why we have patience for each other. That's why we can forgive each other. It's the beauty of it. Why? Because your house can be torn down the next day. So those are, yun yung mga reality ng temperament. So when you're talking of organizational communication, where you have deadlines, where you have deliverables, where you have targets, you are dealing with this temperament. Ang sabi ng Bible, kung ano yung kaya mong gawin ngayon, wag mo na, gawin mo na. Wag mo na pababukas. Pareho lang naman yun. Pwede. Bukas na yan. Diba? Filipinos are so, bukas na yan. Manyana habit. But if you look at it, why? Because every day is the same. It doesn't snow the next day. It doesn't freeze the next day. It's the same day. It just rained or it's just, parang init ngayon. Baka bukas malamig. Ganun yung Pinoy because ganun nga yung temperament. So, with that knowledge in mind, be careful when you communicate, what you communicate, and how you will communicate. Because you're grappling with a deep set character of a Filipino. Okay? So, yung ating pagiging relational is baka kasi nagsasama talaga sila, nag-uusap sila dahil bumagyo eh. And every day is the same. You wonder why jeepneys take their sweet time? Kasi ganun. To a jeepney driver, every day is the same. There are no seasons. Every single day is the same. Now or tomorrow or the next day, everything is the same. So, kailangan isipin yon in crafting of your message. Who you're talking to will determine what to communicate and how to communicate. You are talking to majority Filipinos. Majority Filipinos. So kung na-delay yan, kung na-delay ng konti yung communication, nagpaliwanag sa inyo yan, ang expectation pa ng Pilipino, nagpaliwanag na ako, huwag ka nang magalit. Kasi meron na akong paliwanag. Pag nagalit ka, ikaw ang masama ang ugali. Nagpaliwanag na ako eh. Alam mo nang may rason ako kung bakit naging ganun eh. Nagalit ka pa rin, ikaw ang, hindi kagaya sa ibang bansa, di ba? If they cause delay, they apologize. Sa atin, if we cause delay dahil masakit yung ulo ko, huwag kang masamang ugali. Sakit yung ulo ko eh. Di ba? Bukas na yan, bakit ka ba nagmamadali? Di ba? So who we're talking to will determine what to communicate and how to communicate it. You are talking to brown people in this part of the world. Okay, so the media modes ngayon are plentiful. Unlike before, you can either write, speak to each other, ganun lang. Ngayon, kung yung mechanisms mo to communicate are just almost limitless. Email lang dati. Ngayon, meron ng Facebook. Meron ng Twitter. Meron ng FaceTime. Maraming options ngayon. And this one is also creating some new challenges. This is the feedback from retired executives. I was the head of the legal department of the 2005 Southeast Asian Games. So many of the volunteers there were retired executives of Unilever, of P&G. So we worked together to organize that games. And their feedback is, it is most difficult to be a corporate executive today. Dati kasi, pag corporate executive ka, or kahit na boss ka halimbawa dito sa Ford, meron kang driver, meron kang messenger, iba pa yung sekretarya mo na taga-type ng papel, iba pa yung taga-sagot lang ng telepono. Ngayon, ikaw nang magta-type, ikaw pang magpe-print, ikaw nang sasagot ng kwan, at ikaw nang magmamaneho ng sarili mong kotse. And that's not even the end of it. The greater challenge is, unlike before, whether church or organization, the moment you leave the office, the moment you enter your car, you're off. You're off. That's the end of your day. You're with your family. Now, your phone is with you every single day. If Pastor Kaloy tweets you or sends you a text and says, I'm sorry for texting late, it still came in and you still heard it, even if you were lovey-dovey with your wife. See? You're never off. You're never off. You're always online. So that's going to create a different set of challenges and stresses for any person. Kaya pag-uusapan natin yan later on. That's why I'm just laying down some of these characteristics towards you defining your own communication culture. Pag-uusapan nyo kung paano natin i-communicate ng maayos yung ating messaging. So, the medium and mode are so plentiful, and Victory is actually at the forefront of using technology to communicate. You have podcasts, you have the website is so active. We're right there. And we're investing in technology. But this technology can also be disruptive of our lives and can be very, very, very stressful. Very, very stressful. So how we can manage that is going to be our challenge. So the mode, the medium, will affect what message? Mamaya-maya, sasagutin din natin, what kind of message should go with this medium? What kind of message should go with a text? What kind of message should go with an email? What kind of message is best communicated with a post-it or a note? Papaano natin ika-classify yung mga yon? And because we're just building a culture, let's say you're doing an event. What are matters that I should write down? What are matters that I should just say? Pwede din nating sagutin yun in the context of the growth of the church. Dahil yung medium or mode of keeping messages or communicating messages will affect the message itself. Again, iba yung messenger, iba yung mode, iba yung mismong message itself. Okay? Now, I'd like to talk about yung dynamics nitong una, we spoke about yung organization, di ba? Or we spoke about organizational communication, yung context, yung nature ng communication. Ngayon, pag-usapan natin yung organisasyon mismo. And how the organization, such as Victory, has unique characteristics na dapat intindihin din in the context of organizational communication. Number one, this is the fact. There are natural human organizations and there are purpose-centered organizations. There are natural human organizations and there are purpose-centered organizations. What are natural human organizations? Family. Yun, talagang natural yun. Or siguro, mga kamag-anak. Or yung mga, diyan ka na pinanganak, Bisaya ka, you're part of the Visayan organization. Or you're Maranao, you're part of that Maranao organization. That's a natural human organization. that you cannot choose to extract yourself from, no matter what you do. But there are also what you call purpose-centered organizations, like Victory, like an NGO, like a corporation. We're all formed because of a certain purpose. And what is the purpose of this church? Honor God and make disciples. We are organized to honor God and make disciples. Of course, there are details to that and how we do it. So meron kang, but even if we are part of this, like Trisha is part of this, Jing is part of this purpose-centered organization, Jay is part of this centered purpose-centered organization, Gans is also part of a natural human organization. That natural human organization has its own culture. Purpose-centered organizations are composed of people who belong to other primary organizations. Hindi lang talaga tayo Victory lang. Hindi pwedeng ganun. I am Victory, but I am also Mark Castrodes' family. I am also Mark Castrodes from Davao City. I am also Mark Castrodes who grew up in Marawi City. That's part of me. That's what I bring in to this purpose-centered organization. So meron kang natural overlap. There's going to be an overlap of your natural organization and purpose-centered organization. Hindi po natin pwedeng ihiwalay yon. Kapag meron kang overlap, therefore, meron kang pagkakaiba. Now, natural human organizations, like the family you belong to, mold you into a certain communication culture. Like when Janus was born into their family, as a very, very young boy, he was taught how they communicate within that family, and he observed how they talk within that family. You are molded into that, and kaya nga po, minsan nag-aaway tayo sa ating wife or husband or partner, and you ask, why are you doing that? And he says, I don't know. There are many things that we don't know. There are many things we cannot explain. Not because we had a written document before that says we can answer back at this particular issue. Walang ganon. Because you're actually molded into it. You grew up with it. And that's how you think. And that's your expectation. That's why when you're asked, Karen, why? There are so many things in life that you cannot... Basta lang. Basta ganun lang ako. Basta ganun ako. Okay? Meron talagang ganun. So, but purpose-centered organizations, because they are composed of people who belong to other primary organizations, have to agree on a communication culture. You have to agree. Dapat mag-usap-usap. Kasi posibleng iba siya, iba ako. Iba si ganito, iba si ganyan. Sa amin, halimbawa, hindi kami nag-uusap ng sulat. Gusto namin verbal lahat. Meron namang ibang kultura na gustong padalahan ng notes. I like that, by the way. I like that, by the way. You slip your sister note or you slip your dad a note. I like that. Merong mga ganon. And nakikilig ganon. Pero meron iba na parang nakokornihan naman sa ganon. Na parang, ano ba? Parang pag nakakita ng post-it, parang takot na takot. Ano kaya kasalanan ko? May mga ganon na parang pag nakakita ng sulat, para siyang may kasalanan. Maybe because in their culture, in the primary organization where he grew up with, pag meron kang nakitang sulat, meron kang kasalanan. Dahil sila, nag-uusap lamang. So, let us be conscious with that natural overlap. And the overlap can be 1, 2, 3 people. It can be overlapping in so many different ways. You don't even know. So, it is in love that we navigate through those overlaps. It is with love and it is with grace that we could navigate through those conflicting cultures. And it is with patience and forbearance that we will affirm each other into an agreed culture that people will learn to love and appreciate. Okay? So again, tanggapin natin yung ganung mga pagkakaiba. Now, the beauty of our organization is, the beauty of church as an organization is, this is not ours. And the beauty of our organization is there are no ownership issues, there are no attribution issues, there are no billing issues, walang sikat dito, walang ganon. That's the beauty of our organization. And the other beauty of our organization is we have the Bible to govern our conduct. We can check our conduct against the precepts of the Bible. Yun ang beauty ng ating organization. Kaya, importanteng-importante na alam natin yung ating Biblia din. Importanteng we educate each other and we teach in each other into the precepts of the Bible because that will help us navigate through those cultural character attributes. Ang unique kasi dito is each person is unique, ano? And the Lord will not make me soft-spoken. The Lord will not make me harsh or rude, but the Lord will not change my very emphatic way of speaking because that's how He created me. The Lord will not change the very soft-spoken manner of this person because that's how the Lord created that person. Meaning, hindi naman kasalanan na medyo expressive si ganito. Hindi naman kasalanan na medyo tahimik naman si ganyan. So, yung uniqueness ng bawat isa is also very critical na dapat matanggap natin in defining our culture. And each situation is also very, very unique. Why am I saying this? Kasi we might agree on a certain communication culture, ganito yung pagpapadala natin, etc. But we also have to be very, very sensitive. Kasi nga, dito we are governed by love and grace and we are here to honor God. There is a bigger purpose beyond the organization per se. There is a bigger purpose beyond organizational communication per se. All of these, if they hinder honoring God, scrap it. All of these technical, whatever agreements you enter into, if they don't honor God and if they don't help making disciples, scrap it. We're all guided by the mission the Lord has given to us in this church. So important that each person is unique, each situation is unique, so yung opportunity to communicate is therefore unique. Hindi pwede nating ihiwalay yung aspeto na yan. Yung aking daughters, I have two kids. I have an 8-year-old and I have a 5-year-old. Very, very different temperaments and personality. When they were growing up, they would wake up in the middle of the night and move to a room. Iwalay sila ng room, di ba? I'm sure it's a common experience. And sa mainit yung ulo ko that evening, I told the first, if you do it again, I'll build a river here, I'll build a bridge, and I'll put crocodiles there. Umiyak siya. Yung isa, nung sinabi ko yun, the same thing. Sabi ko, I build a river. She says, oh, you're joking, Dad. So, she took it differently. So, meaning, yung isa, naiyak siya. Yung isa, iba. So, talagang ibang-iba yung pagtanggap ng bawat tao. Same message, same situation, same set of facts, same messenger, same manner, interpreted differently. Opposite interpretations. So yung decoding is completely different. See? So I finished this part of the show in 35 minutes. In 35 minutes. I finished it quick. You have questions so far? That's okay because the next part, we will be doing some exercises. I like the second and the third part. Those are very, very heavy parts. So we can take a 10-minute break if you it's just slow. The next part, we'll pick it up because I will be sharing some skills and some tips, especially the last part because the last part is critical. That's when we deal with crisis when things don't go well. Is that okay?